From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and it is a tender day in Boston, exactly 1 year on from the Boston bombings, an event which ultimately killed four and injured more than 260. Just a few blocks from the marathon finish line, survivors, rescuers, officials paid tribute inside Boston's Heinz Convention Center. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick spoke of the community that's come together in the last year.
I hope that as we thank the medical teams and the public officials, we remember community, because it all adds up to an enduring example of the power of common cause and of working together and turning to each other when we could have easily turned on each other. That's what a community is.
Deborah Becker of Here and Now contributing station WBUR is at Copley Square in the heart of Boston, also near the bomb site and today's events. Deb, today's events, what stood out to you?
I think what stood out was the overwhelming message of resilience and support and what they talked about at today's memorial service. It was all very moving, but the officials were also very moving as well, and I thought it was interesting when Governor Deval Patrick said we had political leaders come together because they were leaders and not because of the politics involved. It was also a very moving tribute to former Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who was in office at the time of the bombings last year, but who is now leaving office and has since been diagnosed with cancer. He got a standing ovation before he even gave up and gave his tribute today. So it was overall a very moving ceremony.
No. And we apologize for your phone line. We're grateful to have you there, and it might occasionally drop out. But we know the survivors, family members of those who were lost were there. One of the survivors, Adrienne Haslett-Davis, she's become well known as the ballroom dancer who says she will dance again after losing her lower left leg. We know she spoke.
And as I look back on this past year, I think of the lessons that we have learned and have had to relearn. That no milestone is too small to celebrate. Even walking into a non-handicapped bathroom stall for the first time doing a happy dance.
So we can hear the smiles, Deb, but I'm imagining a lot of tears as well. Four people ultimately killed, three in the bombing, then an MIT police officer a few days later. What did we hear about them today?
Well, there are several tributes. Loss.
Oops, I apologize. No, I apologize, Deb. We start that again. Well, you were losing that phone. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think we heard a lot about the victims today, Richard Martin and Lu Ling Zi and Sean Collier, the MIT police officer that you mentioned as well, and also Crystal Campbell. And there are makeshift memorials all along Copley Square for the victims of last year's bombing. But throughout the service today, most of the officials who spoke did mention them and mention the loss and mention what their families are going through and how will become a symbol, really, of loss and of grief, but also hopefully people will be able to move on from this and be able to accept it at some point.
Yeah. It was touching here watching on television when Vice President Joe Biden spoke. He, of course, lost family members himself in a car accident decades ago and seemed to have a real affinity for the families he was speaking with. But he also brought up Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat, as he's been called. In that famous photograph where he's helping to push Jeff Bauman in a wheelchair away from the scene. Jeff Bauman, of course, lost his lower legs. Let's listen to a little of the vice president.
Carlos did what you Bostonians do and Americans do. Carlos ran to him rather than from him. He wasn't a firefighter. He wasn't a trained medic. But yet he instinctively, he ran to.
Deb Becker, this is actually the beginning of sort of the catharsis at the end of a year. There's a week of events, and it culminates in the race on Monday. What did you hear about that?
Well, there was a lot of talk about the race on Monday and about how the race on Monday will be a symbol, really, of moving forward and enduring. But I think perhaps no one said it better than Vice President Biden today. He said the race on Monday will send a message that we will never yield and we will never stand down and that we own the finish line. And I think that is the message that many people hope will most people take from the marathon on Monday.
And one of the survivors we know said, see you Monday. So not many backing down. Deb Becker of Here Now Contributing Station WBUR in downtown Boston today. Thanks so much, Deb.
You're welcome, Marla.